Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. In about an hour, Attorney General Merrick Garland will announce the creation of a team that will review the mass school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. This is not a criminal probe. The agency will review what happened. Parents have expressed outrage over law enforcement's response to the shooting. Drug maker Moderna says it has a new COVID-19 vaccine that appears highly effective against the original strain of the coronavirus and the Omicron variant. Dr. Paul Burton of Moderna says the company hopes the vaccine will be authorized in time for the fall.
By autumn, we know that waning occurs. So even people who got boosted in, say, the new year, come the autumn of this year, they're going to have low levels of antibody. They're going to be unprotected, under-vaccinated, and they're going to be very vulnerable.
He says Moderna hopes that going forward, people will only need one COVID vaccine per year. Seven states held primary elections on Tuesday to choose candidates for the fall general elections. Democrats hope to keep their slim majority in the U.S. House. In one congressional district in Southern California that's considered a toss-up, incumbent Republican Congresswoman Michelle Steele will face Democrat Jay Chen. From member station KPCC, Josie Huang reports.
At a watch party last night in Orange County, Jay Chen said he was already looking ahead.
This has been kind of a trial run. We are going to bulk up in terms of staff, in terms of organizing capacity.
In the 45th district, voter registration slightly favors Democrats, but the incumbent is a Republican. Michelle Steele currently represents another district in Orange County. Last night, she called into a party of supporters over Zoom from Washington, D.C.
Tonight is just beginning. We have 4 months to go until November.
Expect the candidates to heavily court the 45th's Asian American electorate. It's one of the country's largest after recent redistricting. For NPR News, I'm Josie Huang.
The bodies of 210 Ukrainian soldiers are being returned to their families. NPR's Nathan Rott reports from Kyiv. Most of them were killed in the southern port city of Mariupol.
Ukraine's defense ministry says most of the bodies are those of soldiers who were killed in the weeks-long siege at the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. The battle at the steel plant came to represent Ukraine's unexpected resolve and ability to defend itself from Russia's aggression. It ended last month when Ukraine's leadership commanded the last holdouts at the steel plant to surrender. Russia claims roughly 2,000 Ukrainians did just that, and many are believed to have since been transferred to Russia. It's unclear still what their futures hold. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Kyiv.
On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 158 points at 33,015. The Nasdaq is down less than 10 points at 12,166. This is NPR. The U.S. Supreme Court says police have arrested an armed man who was near the home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh today in Maryland. The court says the man had previously made threats against the Supreme Court justice. A British journalist and a former government official in Brazil are reported to be missing in the Amazon rainforest. Catherine Osborne is following search efforts.
Journalist Dom Phillips and Indigenous Affairs expert Bruno Pereira were last seen Sunday near Brazil's border with Peru. They were in a part of the Amazon where indigenous groups have denounced illegal fishing, land invaders, and drug traffickers. A colleague of Pereira's said armed illegal fishermen had threatened them. Authorities are investigating, but a local indigenous organization criticized what it calls slow search efforts. Under President Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil's Indigenous Affairs Agency has been stripped of funds and deforestation has soared. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.
The U.S. is cautioning that North Korea is preparing for a new nuclear test. The U.S. Special Representative to North Korea says that test could come at any time. Representative Sung Kim says the U.S. will respond swiftly if the North Koreans do test a nuclear device. The U.S. has not said how it will respond, along with its allies. Gas prices continue to climb. The motoring club AAA says the average cost for a gallon of regular gas is now about $4.95. That's up nearly a nickel from yesterday and up more than 25 cents from what it was a week ago. AAA says oil prices are also surging to levels not seen since last summer. This is NPR News.